I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm T.
And I'm B.
And you're listening to
Fairy Tale Problems.
Once upon a time, actually, strike that. More like now, actually, things were really spooky. This week's episode of Fairy Tale Problems centers around one theme. That theme, hocus pocus. What are you going to do with that theme?
Are you a virgin?
Did you light the black flame candle?
No.
Then we can't tell you.
Okay. Well, then take it away and good luck.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thanks. You know, Halloween's coming up. Tricking and treating, werewolves, not being cute, you know, gross things.
For sure.
I love it. It's my favorite holiday, but we're just living in the worst of times and the best of times. People really get into Halloween, and it's great, and I love it, but I just hope that people are really reveling in this joyous occasion and not trying to look cool.
Yeah. I wish people would stop being such dum-dums about Halloween.
Yeah, I know. And it's not just Halloween. It's so many things that I hold dear to my heart. Like, everything that I'm super into has developed this weird cult following, and there's an appropriation of the strange or the counterculture, and everyone's trying so hard to be unique, and they're all the same.
I feel you. Believe me, we're all sheep. They're all sheep.
I just want Halloween to be about what it's supposed to be about, eating candy and sucking the lives out of young children.
Valid. That's 100% how I feel.
Every time I think I'm original, you know, BuzzFeed proves me wrong.
I'm genuinely sorry to hear about that, but if you think that's bad, you should hear what's going on my end.
What's going on with you?
Well, recently I was reflecting on all of the Halloweens of my past, and I realized I have never had a good Halloween, so why do I always look forward to Halloween? It's like looking forward to a disaster.
That's really sad. Why? What happened? What happened last year?
I got in a fight with my best friend.
What happened the year before?
I got in a fight with my brother.
I'm sensing a pattern. What about the year before that?
Well, the year before that, I was going to go as Hannah Montana, but the wig was really bad and no one knew who I was. So I'm like sitting at the bar with this oversized microphone and children's clothes and wearing a bad wig. And it was terrible.
That's really funny. Do you think you have a curse?
Possibly.
What are the rules to a curse?
Are there rules to a curse?
Oh, definitely. well, in Brittany's past, I'm sure someone's totally cursed her at least once.
Oh, shit. Brittany, who is cursing?
Oh, where do I begin? There was this one time I was almost beat up by children.
Children? How old were these children?
Like between the ages of 10 and 12.
So you were a size?
Yeah, exactly. And that was the whole thing. They did actually try to beat me up, but then my boyfriend at the time, he was like parking. So he's just like coming up while these children are like gathered around me. And he was Ash from Evil Dead. So he had you know, the chainsaw for an arm. And he's like running to like save me, but it looked very aggressive because he's all bloody and his shirt was torn and he's got like this chainsaw. And so they all ran home crying and we go to this party. And then like 15, 20 minutes into the party, the police show up. And they're like, where's the lady and where's the guy who hassled these children?
What?
And we go outside and all these little, those baby boys were like, that's the girl, that's the guy. And the police were like, wait. I mean, I was literally a fairy princess that Halloween. And granted, I was a total grown up, but I'm 5 feet tall. So their parents were like, wait, this is the lady who scared you and hurt you. And, oh, I forgot a minor detail though. We also did, when they ran away, they all dropped their bags of candy. And so I took them and emptied them into my bag of candy.
Duh.
Police made me give back the candy no to way. The kids.
Yeah. Did you keep some of the good stuff?
No, I didn't have an opportunity. In fact, they made me dump out all of the candy that I had collected, as well as all of their candy. So
I like the idea that you were also collecting candy this night.
Well, and that's the thing too, is since I am 5 feet tall and I was being a fairy princess, I just, you know, it was a rich neighborhood. My friend was having a party at his parents' house. So I was like, well, I'm going to knock on some doors and get some of those candy bars because they were giving away, you know, the full-size candy bars.
Oh, shit. Free candy.
The whole point.
Was that your worst Halloween?
I think my worst Halloween was when I was a kid. My brother and I went to this party at, like, the neighborhood clubhouse. And we were playing this relay race game where, like, you put on these oversized clothes over your costume and you run to the other side and you take them off and you run back and then the next kid goes. It's already a weird game as it is. But when my brother went, he accidentally took off his own pants with the big pants and everyone saw his butt and he ran home crying.
Is your curse contagious?
That's possibly... It might be. But also the fact that I had to look at my brother's butt, it's, I feel like that's enough. How does that not count as a bad experience? No offense to my brother's butt, but.
I mean, you're the only one who knows what your brother's butt looks like, so I'll take it as scary.
He's going to love that. But you know what's also beautiful about that story is when he's bending over, pulling off these pants, he was actually dressed as Bart Simpson. So it makes sense. That's such a Bart thing to do.
Oh, you're saying he could have played it off, but...
He could have, but we're too sensitive for that. We're like, this is a big hit to my self-esteem. I'm gonna run home crying. And also, I was a fairy princess that year too. I'm working with the same costume my whole life.
Well, maybe dress up as something scarier. Oh, so are you saying you don't like Halloween?
Well, I'm in the conundrum of why. And I, you know, Halloween's coming up and I'm nervous. I'm like, I'm putting all this pressure on Halloween being cool and stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, if I have my expectations set a little lower, like, it's going to be terrible. Or maybe I should just stay home, you know. It's like, why do I like Halloween? I don't know.
Because candy.
The candy definitely doesn't hurt. Is it time for Master Raiders?
I told you we're not going to call it that.
This week, our hosts are rating Halloween episodes.
Spooky. We watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, I watch TV for research.
Basically, T is an expert in 90s television. So start us off. What is your favorite Halloween episode?
Oh, I can't choose one. It's like too many shows, too many seasons.
Give us your top three. Let's just narrow it down. Top three. Can you do that?
Third place goes to the Rugrats episode, Candy Bar Creep Show. Greedy Angelica, my hero, wants to eat all of the Reptar bars. But there's this classic line in the episode where Angelica's like, Because babies, of course, don't know what Halloween is. They don't know anything. And she's like, you stupid babies, don't you know about candy? And like, it's just really funny. She ends up getting scared in a homemade haunted house. And it's just a really cool one because it's the first Rugrats Halloween episode ever. And I also just love the idea of people turning their homes into haunted houses during Halloween. So I would give it 3 out of 5 Cynthias. My second favorite, the Roseanne episode, Boo. It's their first ever Halloween episode, just like the Rugrats episode. And it also features a homemade haunted house, which they call the Sinister Tunnel of Terror. It sets the bar for subsequent Roseanne Halloween episodes. It's spooky, it's fun. There's a competition between Dan and Roseanne. And I love how the entire episode takes place in the house. It's just really good. I give it 4 out of 5 Johnny Galecki's. And my favorite Halloween episode is probably the Boy Meets World episode, Who's Afraid of Corey Wolf. He gets attacked by what he assumes is a werewolf. And it's really cute because he wants to protect Topanga. Interesting side note, this plot was basically used 2 years prior to this episode in the Dinosaurs Halloween episode, Little Baby Boo.
What?
Yeah, it's...
I don't understand.
It's really weird. Like, it's like basically the exact same plot line, but Robbie is trying to scare the baby, and he tells him a story about he got bitten by a human. He's going to turn into a half-human with a weird dino-like quality. But a lot of the dialogue is the same, and they have like a lot of the same themes. It's classic. They're great. Watch TV.
Watch TV.
I give that one a 5 out of 5 Minkuses.
Wow, perfect score. I don't know if I've seen one of those before.
Well, only Minkus could get a 5 out of 5 Minkuses.
Minkus!
But speaking of Halloween entertainment made for children, but consumed by adults, ask me what my favorite thing about the critically acclaimed film Hocus Pocus is.
What's your favorite thing about the critically acclaimed film Hocus Pocus?
Bette Midler's wig. You?
That part where Thackeray Binks, when he's a cat, so just Binks, is like squashed because he got ran over by a car.
What? That's your favorite part?
No, that's my least favorite part.
Okay. What's your favorite part?
Every time Thora Birch squeals, I just love the sound of children laughing.
That is so good because she actually has a really great squeal, like something to aspire to.
I know. I just rewatched it the other day, and as a grown woman, I was envious of this child's squeal. But, you know, for anybody who's questioning that, I say, go watch it, and you will be a believer. You will also be envious of a child's squeal.
Question though, do you think like she squealed perfectly like that? Like, you think they had to do extra takes, or you think she was just like on it?
That's natural. That's all natural. I bet that's how she just rolled into the audition and squealed, and they were like, I don't even care what your voice sounds like or if you can read. Do child actors, do they always know how to read? Does somebody have to teach them their lines?
No, they can't all know how to read.
They can't all know how to read.
Well, let's not get into it. But I always think about, have you seen Interview with the Vampire?
Yes.
Kirsten Dunst's role in that movie is like...
Doesn't she kiss some, like, grown-up? Doesn't she kiss
Well,
Brad
she's very...
Pitt
well, like... Well, she's, like, in love with Brad Pitt, but she's a child, and it's very weird, and she kills Tom Cruise, and, like, just a very adult role because, you know, she's a vampire, but in a child's body.
Fairy Tale Problems is sponsored by your unoriginal Halloween costume. Get it together! I think it's time for Master Debaters.
T&B go head-to-head in a debate over a completely arbitrary topic. This week's topic, Halloween Town versus Halloween Town 2. Which is the better film?
I've put a lot of thought into this. I'm going to say Halloween Town.
Yeah, I was going to say Halloween Town 2.
Oops. Yeah, it's clearly the better film for all of the obvious reasons. Well, that was easy.
So, we both win?
We both win.
And they lived crappily ever after. Stay tuned for a new episode of Fairy Tale Problems. Next movie theme, Forrest Gump.
Follow us on social media and stuff.
Happy Halloween.
Keep it spooky.
If you want to connect more with Fairy Tale Problems, please find them on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, MySpace. Make sure to rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcast. It doesn't cost a thing. Tune in at the next episode. Tell your friends.
Yeah, well, and also my friend whose party it was, they were like, yeah, that's not cool that you got the cops called on my house. So like you and your boyfriend have to leave. So it got.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Worse.